Phil, another frustrating afternoon. Chances going begging.
Feels pretty much the exact same as last weekend, to be honest. Half time we go in, and probably the most two comfortable games of the season so far. We realistically should be going in there 2-0 up. I said last week, no disrespect to North Ferry, but same again. We're a level above them. Like, we're going nils each, and then complacency kicks in again. It's gonna kill our season unless we sort it out. In all honesty, I've probably been a lot more concerned playing in teams when we haven't been getting results, because you think, where's the points going to come, because we're not creating chances. But we're creating chances, we're just not putting them away. And then when the other team scores, everybody knows in football a goal changes a game, and we have to break our shape and come out and try and get an equaliser. And it's worked against us again. They've scored the second. But like I said, never felt so comfortable in a game of football in my life, this game, North Ferriby game. And we've come away with 1 point out of six, which is, it's not good enough, simple as that.
Even in the second half, the chances are there, weren't they? It's you know, there was at least 3-4 that I think are just at the top of my head there.
Nah, that's what the manager's saying there. You've got to stay positive, because we're creating chances, but it's deflating. You walk off a pitch, how we haven't took... I mean, I'd be disappointed with 1 point there, to be honest. Never mind nothing. So frustrating, it's unbelievable. And we've got to be ruthless. And if we do, I'd like to think soon we're going to lick a team 6-0 or something, because the chances are getting created, we're just not putting them away, and it's so frustrating, it's unbelievable. Yeah. You're like, as a footballer, you don't mind getting beat. If a team comes out and beats you and you think, aye, we weren't good enough today, you can accept that. But when you're the better team and you're losing games and drawing games, you go home and you're thinking, how's that happened, man? You lose your head.
It puts the pressure on the lads at the back, doesn't it?
In a midfield as well, you know, there's good performances today. We get beat 2-0, you look around, you think, well, he played all right. But we're getting beat 2-0, and it does, and then it puts pressure on the defence, it puts pressure on the midfield. And it's not just the forwards' job to score at all, it's our team, but we need to take our chances as a team. And we've never had that issue with Dalton before, never ever, because every team I go out with Dalton, I always think we'll score at the minute. But like I said, we're not creating chances, we're just not putting them away, which is... I'd be worried if we weren't creating chances. We're just not putting them away. We need to be ruthless, as simple as that. Otherwise, the season won't get going.
Well, let's just hope it's put right for Joe's night at Charlie.
Aye, well, you always get a reaction at the lads, yeah, and that's what we'll be looking for. We need to. We got off to a great start, 4 games, but we've tried it a bit. But we need to bounce back on Tuesday and get 3 points, because 3 points is vital now. We need to stay amongst that playoff place and pick up as many points as we can.